I'm Carrie Bringhurst. Thanks for joining us during All Things Considered. Time now for UPR Newsline. Congress plans to hold hearings regarding who has the jurisdiction and the right to tax digital products and services. Joining me on the program is Sam Whitehorn. He is Executive Director of the Download Fairness Coalition. And your organization represents who?
Well, we represent about 25 to 30 different groups and companies that are focused on the digital commerce and the state framework for taxation of that commerce. But it ranges from, you know, taxpayer groups on one side to chambers of commerce to a number of telecommunications companies and providers.
And so that would include maybe Amazon or Apple?
Yes, it includes Apple and Amazon, Verizon, big portion of the cable industry as well, Time Warner Cable, Comcast, Cox. There's a longer list than that.
And your group is concerned that maybe there should be federal guidelines on making sure that there are not multiple taxes being paid, for example, when I buy an app.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And if you think about that, and we're so used to, you know, hitting a button wherever we are to buy a song, to buy a book, or any of those kinds of transactions, whether it's for our phone or devices we use on the plane, we oftentimes don't think about the potential tax structure that surrounds that transaction.
Now, here in Utah, I understand we're among 13 states that do tax digital services and items.
Yes, that's correct. You tax it, as my understanding, as a general a matter of your sales tax. The state has specifically enacted legislation that says basically we know where your mailing address is when you sign up for all these products, on the internet, and we're going to bill you where you live.
Do you believe we here in Utah have a responsibility to make sure that we're not being taxed in multiple states?
Yes, absolutely. And I look at this, you know, obviously I'm the executive director, but I also look at this as a consumer and as a dad with kids that perhaps all too frequently buy things off of the internet. But if I live in Utah, in Logan or Salt Lake City, and the state decides to impose a tax on that transaction, okay, I get that. But why should another state then impose a tax on that exact same transaction? To me, as a consumer, that's not fair.
Okay, so how do we decide? Should it be where the product is produced, manufactured, or where it's distributed?
Well, what our legislative effort is focused on is where we all live, where the billing address for all of us is, because that's the place that we best know where to send the bill. When we buy things on the web, you know, the app or the song or whatever, it could be coming from anywhere around the world. And it's too hard to figure out all of those jurisdictions and all those tax laws. So from our perspective, you know, and this is really from the industries that are providing the backbone and are actually collecting the taxes, they want certainty as to where and who to tax and who to remit the money to.
In Utah, I know we have companies that produce video games. Should not those producers have the right to tax for that product?
Well, the state may have a corporate income tax, so they will, you know, address that tax issue from the corporate income tax side. But from the consumer side, because this electronic commerce is really a booming and sort of, you know, phenomenon in the last 5 to 10 years, our laws really aren't up to date, provide the certainty to the states, to the companies that have to collect it, or to consumers that are buying things.
And you feel states don't have the ability to do that, that it needs to be done on a federal level?
Well, states have the ability to decide whether or not to tax, certainly. But to sort through the potential that two or three of them may tax, really that's the only people that can do that is the federal government as a matter of interstate electronic commerce.
And so this legislation would do that by stipulating what?
They would basically say, okay, Utah, if you want to tax your citizens that live there for the electronic commerce, that's great. That's basically the framework that we want around the country. Massachusetts taxes its own, you know, citizens. Florida taxes its own citizens if they choose to. But each state gets to decide what to do for its own citizens.
Sam Whitehorn, Executive Director of the Downloads Fairness Coalition, speaking with us from Washington, D.C. about upcoming hearings to be held by Congress to decide who has the jurisdiction and the rights to tax digital products and services. And be sure and join me next hour. We're going to continue our discussion where we will continue to talk about taxing digital goods and the concern that it increases the cost of online commerce and decreases the value of the Internet economy in the United States. That's coming up next hour here on All Things Considered. I'm Carrie Bringhurst.